right. So what do we want to talk about?
Well, we just talk about the same stuff we always do.
We talk about the same stuff, different day.
That's right. That's right. So we're here. This is the inaugural podcast for Redline Health. Have no idea what we're going to call the show yet. But we were talking about something, I guess, 2 days ago now. And we thought it'd be a great kind of initial podcast start. So you were telling me a little bit about how you've been kind of acting intentional. Do you want to kind of go into that a little bit?
Yeah, I would be happy to. Well, I think acting intentional this year is just being more intentional about whatever you're doing. And my doing is spending more time with people. So mostly friends, because that's how I roll. But friends, family, I don't want to leave family out. Yeah, just more intentional because we always get so busy in our life that things just get out of hand. And before you know it, it's 6 months and you haven't seen Renee Taylor. And that's just how that works out.
Right. So how did that come about? What made you want to get intentional?
Well, you know, at the beginning of the year, everybody has, what do you call it, these resolutions, New Year's resolutions. Well, they never work anyway. But I'd actually...
It's like the government budget process.
It's the government budget process that always fails. So I don't know why people make resolutions, but they do. So actually back in the fall, during my busy season, I made it a point that I wanted to make sure that people were important. And what I mean by that is people's like, oh, I didn't want to bother you. You're so busy. You're so busy. Well, who cares that I'm working 80 hours a week? You know, I can
That's
sleep.
That's
life. Yeah. I mean, get over it. It's a, you know, it comes with the territory. But I don't want you to think that you can't get a hold of me because I'm busy. I still personally want to make time to spend time with you. If we have to go out to dinner at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night or whatever the case may be, but that just because everybody thinks that you're busy, that I'm busy. And I just felt like that really needed to change. It just was something that was laid on my heart. And so I just went with it and I've continued to pursue it. I don't see everybody every day, of course, but, you know, I am being intentional about, you know, staying in contact. And if somebody is, you know, kind of comes to mind, like my good friend Robin in Little Rock, you know, shoot her a text, call her, hey, girl, what's up? You know, just sometimes it happens to be they need to pick me up.
So that's kind of been your theme for... I guess from both a personal life and a business standpoint is just being more intentional this year and reaching out and really making people feel valued.
That's right. Yeah. Because we all want to be important, right? We all want to have that connection and we all desire that connection. So I just think it's important to do the same, both business and personal, because we're all people.
Yeah. So What kind of backed us into this is we were whiteboarding some different ideas for some topics to write about. And then we just kind of got talking about former clients and old friends and people like that, that we've, you know, you're trying to kind of just re-stay in touch with, you know, being intentional about making people feel valued. So you had someone that you had lunch with the other day. So kind of tell us that story. Walk us through how we got onto this in the first place.
Okay. Well, mostly it was with my friend Debbie. So it was a couple months ago. And so, we see each other at church. Hey, how's it going? You know, and it's like, yeah, we should do lunch or something like that. And you know what? Then a month will go by and then two. Well, so... She sends me a message one day and she's like, hey, we should really do lunch soon. And I said, yeah, why don't we do it tomorrow? And so she's like, okay, let's do it. And so we said, well, okay, let's do a mid-morning breakfast. She had the morning off. And so I was like, okay, let's meet about 10-ish. So that was great. Well, So we had breakfast, which ran into lunchtime, but I mean, it was more of a blessing for me probably than it was her, but because sometimes I just like blah, 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 blah.
I could see that.
And but it was, man, that just inspired me even more to be intentional, because we talk about, and you do, you'll run into a buddy. It's like, hey, let's go have dinner somewhere. Let's meet and go and for a ride happens. Or whatever. And it never happens. Exactly. So I'm just, let's not just say it. Let's meet for lunch or dinner, whatever. Let's do it. I mean, what's wrong with that? Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Yeah.
That's just me. So.
Well, I agree. But it makes a big difference, especially on your personal connections. And it really helps value the customer relationships we have, too, when we're really intentional about following up on even things that we say, even just a passing by, hey, let's have lunch. Hey, let's get together.
Right.
And then funny enough, right after you did that, we were able to convince her to do a video, which if you're hearing this, then it's probably already uploaded. So go over to our Facebook or our website to check that out. But yeah.
Yeah. So like I was saying, my friend Renee, so haven't seen her in seriously 6 months. And then so she contacts me, out of the blue. And she was like, okay, well, we really need to go to dinner and get caught up. I'm like, okay, what do you got open this week? Let's do it. And so we met last night for dinner, 5 hours. I thought they were going to kick us out. But anywho, they didn't. It was very nice of them.
What were y'all doing for 5 hours?
We were jacking our jaws. We were visiting. We were solving the world's problems. Hello? Government right. Solutions.
Which is why we're here again today.
So that's it.
Well, perfect. Well, that just gives a little story, kind of a little insight into Pam, into Redline Health itself. Just kind of focusing on being intentional, and we hope everybody can do that too.